The other thing we do at this time is plan a little bit of a holiday, if we're lucky enough to get one over the Christmas break. And I know we had our travel segment yesterday afternoon with Justin from Get Lost Magazine, but considering we're so close to Christmas and thinking about going away somewhere for the holidays, I thought I'll sneak another one in today. It's about travelling in the most purest of forms. We're talking caravanning and camping. Now, a few months ago, I met a couple of blokes who loved caravanning and camping so much that they just started up a magazine. It is called Time to Roam, and at just $2.95 for the magazine, and it's free online, by the way, they are certainly doing it for the love. I'm pleased to say Phil Terry and Rod join me in the studio this afternoon. Phil, Rod, great to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, was that how it happened? You decided you loved this so much, there was a gap in the market, and you went for it?
Well, yeah, you're right about the gap in the market, but actually Rod's auntie Dulce out in Lithgow had a caravan sitting in the backyard for 35 years, and we visited Dulce one day, and there it was. Her sons were going to demolish the van because it was trapped in the yard by fences, basically. So
we got
a crane, and all the neighbours came out, and we lifted it out of the yard, and took it to Katoomba, where we took 18 months to restore it. So I guess the story started with a caravan.
What a labour of love, 18 months to restore the caravan. I'm just looking at all the front covers of your magazine, Time to Roam, and you have the most eclectic retro covers that I've ever seen of caravans. What's this one here that is on the front page?
Oh, that's old. The one you're looking at now, Chris, that's edition number 4, I think, and that's... We did an article on backyard beauties, and what we did there was we invited our followers and readers to let us know what they've got that was built in the backyard. So that's a homemade job, basically.
That is a very nice little caravan. Looks like, what about recently, do you think, recently made?
That would have been 1950s.
1950s, yeah, love it. And there were caravans made on the Mid-North Coast as well, which you've got on one other cover.
That's edition number 2. That's a Sunliner. They were built in Foster. That one's from 1968. Built in New South Wales in Foster, and they had a great time building caravans, and they sold a lot of caravans too. And those caravans are now classic, they're vintage caravans, and they're collector's items.
My dad and I went camping a lot. We didn't go caravanning. We went camping a lot. And I know he went caravanning before he had me, but we also went with our grandparents camping, and they had a VW van, like a V-dub van, and it popped up, and it had a cooker inside, and it had all the mod cons, and you've captured that combi bug in one of your editions.
You'd be amazed, Chris. You know, today, some of those sell for as much as $100,000 each, because they are so popular.
The combi,
so
the combi caravan. Indeed. The combi, what do you call them?
Well, the combis, they go back. They were made in Australia from 1959 up until 1976. They were assembled to start with, and from 68 onwards, they were actually made with Australian components.
But they're really combi campers, aren't they? Because they're equipped with all that stuff inside.
Well, there's various models. There's the flatback ute that was very popular with tradies. There's the camper itself. And then there's your micro bus, as they call it. But all of them are so popular now.
And so many Australians want to accomplish the lap. Is that right? Still?
It's huge with the grey nomads.
Grey nomads want to get around the width and breadth of Australia.
Spend the kids' inheritance.
Yeah, why not?
And or make it go as far as possible, actually. That's the plan. And look, as everyone's retiring, I think they've been to Europe, they've seen the world, now they want to see Australia.
Mm.
And their stories are great, and we love sharing them.
Motorhomes, big seller?
Yep, big seller, yeah.
Big seller motorhomes and these big caravans that are taken around Australia.
What's interesting is caravans, Australia probably has more caravans per capita than any country in the world, which says something about Australians and our country.
Doesn't it? What?
But they account for about 55% of all new recreational vehicles sold, and there's about 20,000 built in Australia every year. So it's huge.
It's fantastic.
And it's booming.
Yeah, booming. I tell you what we'll do. I want to take a quick break, and we'll come back and take some calls on 131873. Tell us about your old caravan. That's the first question I'd love to get some input on. The oldest caravan, and maybe one that's already used or still being used by you. Maybe your recent experience travelling around and doing the lap of Australia, and whether you thought it was something you'd recommend to other people. And just a little bit about camping and caravanning. What are you doing this Christmas? Are you taking to the great outdoors? Because I haven't got that planned this time round, but my kids keep telling me, Dad, when are we going camping next? Dad, when are we going camping? But right now, Phil and Rod from the magazine Time to Roam Australia, and some fond memories I can see coming through on the open line board. Hi, Don.
G'day, how are you guys?
We're very well.
I have very fond memories. I lived on a dairy farm down in Victoria in the country, and every once a year my dad used to hire a caravan, take us on holidays. But the biggest memory which came up with vintage was my uncle, and his name was Uncle Tom, had these two cabin caravans with rounded corrugated iron roofs and a chimney on it. And he pulled them with an old Bedford truck.
Oh, converted them. Homemade.
I don't know whether they're homemade or they almost look like gypsy caravans. My cousin still got them on a farm down there. I don't know in what kind of repair they're in. But they always fascinated me as a kid seeing these funny looking, they look like boxcars on big wheels. It was just, yeah, so, I mean, I've got to get a hold of that magazine. I'm 64 now, and a year ago we put a deposit on a 40-odd foot Winnebago.
Your beauty.
We will be selling up in 2014, picking that up, and we're going to be one of the grey nomads, or two of the grey nomads.
Have a great trip, Don.
Well, I certainly will. I'm looking forward to it.
How's that? The grey nomads travelling around. But having said that, there are lots of young families getting into the caravanning way of life too, right?
Yes, well, in addition to, we interviewed the Potter family who we met in Katoomba when we were on a distribution run, and they had a vintage caravan in the caravan park, and I handed them a copy of the magazine and said to them, look, this is our magazine, send us a postcard on your travels. They were travelling for a year, basically. He'd given away his job, they've packed up the house, and off they went with their two young children.
And educated them in the caravan.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we covered the first part of the story in issue two, and issue six, which comes out next week, we've got the second part of the Potter's story. It's a lovely story, kids educating on the road, meeting all the wildlife. I think they had a fantastic time and a little bit sad to be home.
I bet they learnt more on the road in that time than they would have in the classroom. Where do I go to get a vintage van?
Well, look,
go to the magazine.
We don't have many for sale vintage vans at the moment, but you can look at eBay usually has them. There's a number of websites you can go to, but as your caller Don just said then, he's got some in the backyard there, which I
people
think...
will be after him.
Yeah. Those caravans there, Don, they're gems in the backyard there, so I'd get your hands on them, restore them, and have a lot of fun with them and sell them.
And isn't it funny, we've got a car industry on its knees, it needs to be propped up to stay alive, and the caravan industry, of which many Australians are involved, is going gangbusters.
It's booming. In fact, when the global financial crisis hit, the caravan and camping industry really went the other direction and took off.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, you hear a lot about the grey nomads, but they make up only about a third of the industry in terms of sales. It's young families and couples who each account for about a third each.
Okay, I want to go to Ken, who actually manufactures an accessory for caravanning. Is that right, Ken?
That is correct, Chris.
What is it?
Well, I've just done the 6 month big lap, but in doing that, I noticed many caravanners had a little barbecue called a Weber Baby Q. They were all complaining about the little extra plate that Weber sells for cooking bacon and an egg and the like. So I took it upon myself to design a full-size flat plate for them and checked the world, and there's nobody has one. I've registered the design, I own the design, and in the last 3 months I've sold 2,000 plates.
How do I get them? What's the website?
The website's a mess, but nevertheless, it's CamperQuip, CamperQuip.
Fantastic, Ken. Thank you very much. And to both of you, what an insight. Fantastic project you've got, and we've got to get you in again and talk further.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks again.
Thanks,
Phil and Rod from Time to Roam.